Welcome, welcome, welcome to a Nick Note audio file. And I wanted to comment on the reciprocal trade announcements. Basically, Chuck Schumer and the liberal lefties are screaming about this one. And Trump initiated a brilliant program. And it says this, look, if you're charging us 10% on our car imports of your country, we're going to charge you 10% what you want to bring into our country. It's reciprocal. Very often, let me give you an example. Cars going into the European market, besides having massive restrictions on the glass and the seat belts, and what they want is European certified glass and a little bit different configuration of lights, they charge a 10% duty. So manufacturers going into Europe have to use different glass, different seatbelt restraint systems, different particular lighting systems. For example, in the European Union, the left turn signal from the rear is amber colored, and typically it's a flashing right or left in the rear of the car in American vehicles. But Europe is only charged a 1% duty on cars it brings in the United States, and they charge 10%. That's a big difference. Now, remember, European cars, not only is there a 10% duty, but they charge a VAT tax of 18 to 20%. So that makes a significant increase in price. Americans don't pay a VAT tax, but they do pay a sales tax in most states. So this is another brilliant plan by Trump to level the playing field. Look, it's very simple. What you charge duty on your cheeses coming into America, we're going to charge the same duty and cheeses, you know, we expect the same duty charge of the cheeses we send you. This is a theme that's long come. It will not be inflationary. And it will basically revitalize American manufacturing. The other thing is that the unfair duties become a barrier. They become a barrier to U.S. manufacturers manufacturing in the United States. So if you're stuck with a high duty, it's cheaper for the savings and duties to go and manufacture in Europe. The same thing the other way around. If you pay no duty bringing to the United States, then you manufacture in your home country. So what this will do is equal the manufacturing playing field. In other words, it will now become and make economic sense to manufacture goods in America for the American market, which is something the Europeans have strived at. Europeans try to force companies that are selling products into Europe to manufacture in Europe. America's had no such policy. You can change that. And remember, we are 70% of the world's trade. So it is a huge number we're talking about. There is no market to replace the U.S. market. These people lose it. And let me tell you a secret. Every manufacturer and seller of goods in America knows that America is the most profitable market. It is the easiest market to sell into. The American buyers make buying decisions very quickly. And it's the diamond. If you're a manufacturer, you make or break your entire manufacturing operation on the American market. China cannot survive without the U.S. market. They'd be dead in a month. So we are now moving into the proper zone. We tax your companies and your goods coming to our country at the same rate you tax our goods and our companies going into your country. It's just fair play. It's amazing the howls and screams and threats of inflation and all that stuff. This is just liberal lefties that want to basically turn America into a slave state. They don't want America to make anything. They want America to be buyers of everything. And remember, wealth is created on the farm and on the factory floors. You have to make something tangible. Now, we do create wealth in the internet with zero and one digits in the earthnet. But the reality is that even TikTok and even all the little short form videos are played on devices made in factories. Your phone is made in a factory. Your computer is made in a factory. The router, the switch, the servers are all made in factories. So basically, wealth is created, even if it's in the internet, on things made in factories. And America's got to reestablish its factory base, its manufacturing base. And the only reason America's lost it is because stupid past administrations have allowed unfair advantages to manufacturers outside the United States. They've given full access to the U.S. market without forcing to give full access to their markets. That's about to change. This is a glorious move. It's a glorious time. Look for American Renaissance establishing itself as the true innovative economic entrepreneurial powerhouse it is. So glad the lefties are gone. Look, I really want to waste my life on wokes. Well, are you a boy or a girl? Are you trapped? You're devoting country's resources to that crazy horse shit? Go get a therapist. Oh, well, my grandfather was a slave, and therefore it's an unfair event. Well, get fucking over it, you know? It's like you ain't a slave no more, and if you can't pass your mathematic courses and you can't study and you can't learn and you've got a low IQ, well, you're a monkey hanging from a tree. Not my problem. People need to grow and earn on the basis of their productivity, on the basis of their contribution, on the basis of their knowledge. Not on the basis that they've been underprivileged or they're confused and they got a dick hanging there and they're not sure it's a dick and not sure of a boy. Really? By the way, some outstanding decisions on the Olympics. Real simple. No, forget all the hormones and all this other. It's very simple. It's a chromosome test. Your chromosomes tell you whether you're a boy or a girl, and that's it. If you're a boy, no matter how much you mutilate yourself, you're not paying girls sports because third-rate athletes that can't make it as males now become girls because it gives them an unfair competitive advantage. That shit's over with. That is a great move. As far as woke and all this shit, and, you know, I'm not apologizing that Columbus discovered America. I don't give a shit if the bareback Indians didn't do anything with it. I don't give a shit that somebody took it from them. Business, money, land, societies grow to the highest level. The more productive your society is, the more educated your society is, the more entrepreneurial your society is, the more free your society is, the more your people make. And the people that are left behind, well, that's why you got the drugs you can take and get high and get stoned and feel sorry for yourself and stay at a whiskey. You know, look, people have destroyed themselves with opioids for generations, okay? So if you, oh, I'm so upset I didn't get my promotion and my girlfriend left me and I'm a girl and I'm stuck in a boy's body. Well, okay, get stoned, get high, jump off a bridge, get over with. But we're not going to destroy society for the losers. Drug addicted, woke losers. Okay, we're now going to put the emphasis on a creative society, on a building society, on entrepreneurs and people that can educate themselves, make a contribution. We're not going to deteriorate society because you're a retard and you don't want to study and you got stoned and your mother was a crack whore and you ain't got the brain cells. Sorry. Genetic selection, that's the reality. Sounds cruel? Well, it's a cruel, hard world there, in case you haven't figured it out.